I thank all of you once again for joining Bhakti-Sangha conference call today. Let us move to our next session, which is Srimad Bhagavatam class. Sorry, we already did. So today we are very fortunate to have His Grace Srikant Krishna Prabhuji in our midst today. Prabhuji will be enlightening us on the topic of Srimad Bhagavatam. I think Prabhuji has joined.
Hare Krishna. Dhanavad pranam to all the devotees.
Except my humble obeisances. Over to you, Prabhuji. Hare Krishna.
May I know the format in which you take? Means you read the sloka, then Mangalacharan prayers?
Yes, you can go on with the prayer.
Okay.
Yes, Prabhu, the sloka, the prayer, and then the
prayer. Okay. Hare Krishna. Today we'll be starting the new chapter, the Hamsa Guhya Prayers, Canto 6 and Chapter 4. We'll just go through the slokas. Sri Raja Uvacha Devasura Nunam Sargo Nagana Mrugapakshinam Samasikastvaya Prokto Yastu Swayambhuvantare Tasyaiva Vyasam Ichyami Jnatum Te Bhagavan Yata Anusargam Yaya Sitya Sasarja Bhagavan Para. Sri Bhagavan Uvacha, the king said, Deva Asura Runam, of the demigods, the demons, and the human beings, Sarga, the creation, Naganam, of the Nagas, serpentine living entities, Mrugapakshinam, of the beasts and the birds, Samasika, briefly, Vaya, by you, Prokta, describe, Ya, which, Tu, however, Swayambhuve, of Swayambhuva Manu, Antare, within the period, Tasya, of this, Eva, indeed, Vyasam, the detailed account, Ichyami, I wish, Jnatum, to know, Te, from you, Bhagavan, O my Lord, Yata, as well as, Anusargam, the subsequent creation, Yaya, by which, Shaktya, potency, Sasarja, created, Bhagavan, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Para, transcendental. The blessed King Parikshit Maharaj said to Sukadeva Goswami, My dear Lord, the demigods, demons, human beings, Nagas, beasts and birds were created during the reign of Swayambhuva Manu. You have spoken about this creation briefly in the third canto. Now I wish to know about it elaborately. I also wish to know about the potency of the Supreme Personality of Godhead by which He brought about the secondary creation. So He want to hear about the Visarga. We will see the details. This first two slokas, they don't have any purpose. So we'll read the third sloka. Sri Suta Vavacha Iti samprasnam akarnya rajar servadarayini pratinandya mahayogi jagada punisattama. Sri Suta Uvacha, Suta Goswami said, Iti thus, samprasnam, the inquiry, akarnya, hearing, rajar se, of King Parikshit, badarayini, Sukadeva Goswami, pratinandya, praising, mahayogi, the great yogi, Jagada replied, Munisattama, O best of the sages. Sota Goswami said, O great sages, assembled at the Naimisharanya. So the previous discussion was between Parikshit, the previous two slokas, the discussion between Parikshit Maharaj and then Sukadeva Goswami. So Parikshit Maharaj asked, you have told about me the secondary creation, that is the Visarga in the third canto. Can you tell me in detail? So now the camera shifted between the Suta Goswami and the sages of Naimisharanya. After the great yogi Sukadeva Goswami heard King Parikshit's inquiry, he praised it and thus replied. So to Parikshit Maharaj's inquiry, Sukadeva Goswami is replying, Sri Sukabhuvacha Yada Prachetasa Putra Dasha Prachina Barhisha Anta Samudrad Unmagna Dadrusurgam Dromair Rutam. Sri Sukavuvacha, Sukadeva Goswami said, Yada, when Prachetasa, the Prachetas, Putrai, Putra, the sons, Dasya, 10, Prachina Barhisha, of King Prachina Barhi, Anta Samudra, from within the ocean, Unmagna emerged, Dadrusu, Desa, Gam, the entire planet, Drumai Vrutam, covered with trees. Sukadeva Goswami said, when the 10 sons of Prachina Barhi emerged from the waters in which they were performing austerities, they saw the entire surface of the world was covered by the trees. Here, we will read the purport. I will share the Veda base. Purport by His Divine Grace, E.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. When King Prachina Barhi was performing Vedic rituals in which the killing of animals was recommended, Narada Muni, out of compassion, advised him to stop. Prachina Barhi understood Narada properly and then left the kingdom to perform austerities in the forest. His tents, however, were performing austerities within the water, and therefore there was no king to see the management of the world. When the 10 sons, the Prachetas, came out of the water, they saw that the earth was overrun with the trees. When the government neglects agriculture, which is necessary for the production of food, the land becomes covered with unnecessary trees. Of course, many trees are useful because they produce fruits and flowers, but many other trees are unnecessary. They could be used as fuel and the land cleared and used for agriculture. When the government is negligent, less grain is produced. As stated in Bhagavad Gita 18.44, Krushi Goraksha Vanijyam Vaishya Karma Swabhavajam. The proper engagement for Vaishyas according to their nature are to farm and to protect cows. The duty of the government and the Kshatriyas is to see that the members of the third class, the Vaishyas, who are neither Brahmanas nor Kshatriyas, are thus properly engaged. Kshatriyas are meant to protect human beings, whereas Vaishyas are meant to protect useful animals, especially the cows. So Kshatriyas are meant to protect the human beings, whereas the Vaishyas, they protect the animals. Beautiful purport by Srila Prabhupada. We will recite the Mangalacharanam prayers. Anyone like to volunteer to lead the Mangalacharanam prayers?
Atmajnananti Mirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshuru Militam Yena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha. Hare Krishna. Chaitanya Manovistam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swam Padam Kitam. Yam Sri Guru Sri Yukta Pada Kamala Sri Guru Vaishnavacha Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sagana Raghunatha Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Sahadvutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitan Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishaka Vitam Cha. Hey Krishna, Karuna Sindhu, Dina Bandhu Jagatpati, Gopesha Gopika Kanta, Radha Kanta, Namostute. Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi, Radhe Vrindavaneshwari, Vrishivanusute Devi, Pranamami Hare Priye. Vansha Kalpataru Vasya, Kripa Sindhu Vaivacha, Patitanam Pavnebhyo, Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha. Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Prabhu Nityananda, Sri Advaita Gadadhara, Sri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Thank you, Aditi Mataji, for reciting the Mangalacharanam prayers. Hare Krishna. I would like to thank all of you for joining for today's discussion on Srimad Bhagavatam. This Hamsa Guhya prayers, Sukadeva Goswami said, when the 10 sons of Prachina Barhi emerged from the waters in which they were performing austerities, they saw that the entire surface of the world was covered by the trees. So we'll see little background about this particular story, which had already discussed previously in the Srimad Bhagavatam. I don't know whether you were part of that when this group was discussing it. Most of you might have been present, I am assuming. There will be a few questions also in between. So in case if you are aware, you can answer them in case you have studied them. Otherwise, no need to worry, because in case if you are joined in between the course, or even if you joined from the beginning, but if you forgot it, no problem. Just in case if you have remembered, you can share. So here, Srila Prabhupada in the beginning of the purport mentions that Narada Muni stopped the Vedic rituals of the Prachina Barhi. So Prachina Barhi was performing so many Vedic rituals, in that he was killing so many animals because Ashwamedha Yajna, Gomedha Yajna. In that way, so many animals were getting killed by the Prachina Barhi. Narada Muni felt compassionate for the Prachina Barhi and he stopped him. What is the allegory that Narada tells to make Prachina Barhi to renounce the world? So Narada Muni tells one particular story. By hearing that story, Prachina Barhi, he stops all those sacrifices and he renounces the world. In case if you know the answer, you raise your hand. I will select the some of the devotees. Okay. Preeti Velashini Mataji.
The Puranjana.
Yeah. Yeah. Also, don't post in the comment box. You just raise your hand. I will, in case if the same devotees are answering everything, if there are others also who knows the answer, there is a chance to select them. Preeti Vilasini Mataji rightly mentioned, It is the story of Puranjana. In which canto Puranjana story was discussed? In case you can answer, just raise the hand. Okay, there is a devotee whose name is not mentioned here, Tiffany Pennsylvania. Would you like to answer?
Hare Krishna Prabhuji, is it from Canto 5?
No, not exactly Canto 5. Megha Patel Mataji?
Hare Krishna Prabhuji, is Canto 4, second part?
Yeah. The Canto 4, chapters 25 to 28. Yeah, Nikunjalela Mataji, in case if you want to answer, na, just raise the hand. Please don't post in the chat box. I will select your name also. Yeah, Canto 4, chapters 25 to 28. The Puranjana pastime was discussed. Okay, in whose dynasty Prachina Barishat appeared? Prachina Barishat took birth in whose dynasty? Mamata Mehra Mataji.
King Prithu's dynasty.
Yeah, very good. Very nice. The Prithu Maharaj story we studied in the Canto 4. The Prithu Maharaj son, one of the son is Antardhana. Another name is Vijitaswa. Because whenever the Indra comes and stealing the horse, this person goes, he defeats Indra and then he brings back the horse. That's why his name is Vijitaswa. And he has several sons. One of them is Havirdhana. And Havirdhana's son is this Prachina Barhishat. Or his name is Barhishat. But later on they added the Prachina to the his word. Anyone knows why he was that Prachina word is added to his name? Megha Patel Mataji, this is previous hand raise or?
Sorry, Prabhuji, yes, it was previous hand raised.
Okay. Okay, actually he was performing so many sacrifices. The moment he completes one sacrifice, he starts the another in the nearby only. After completing that, while he was doing, the followers make arrangements for another sacrifice in the nearby place. In that way, he covered the whole earth with the kusha grass, because for performing the sacrifice, the kusha grass need to be arranged by pointing the tops to the eastern direction. So that's why Prachina is also east. So, because he covered the whole earth with the kusha grass pointing towards the east, his name is Prachina Barishat. So many sacrifices he was doing. And who is the wife of Prachina Barishat? Okay. His wife is Satadruti. She is actually so beautiful. When Prachina Barishat got married to Satadruti, when they were circumambulating the fire, Agni got attracted to her. So much beautiful she was. That is the why it is mentioned here. Then who are the sons of Prachina Barishat and Satadruti? It is very easy question in case if you are, Induleka Karuna Mataji.
The Prachetas.
Yeah, which is mentioned in the today's purport itself. That's why, Prachina Barishat, Satadruti, they gave birth to the 10 Prachetas. Then these Prachetas, as per mentioned in the purport, today's purport, they have performed austerities for 10,000 years. Anyone knows the reason why they performed the austerities? Okay. Their father, Prachena Barishad. Yeah, Preeti Vilasini Devi Mataji.
Their father asked them to have progeny, and then they went to the forest and they performed.
Very good. Yes. To get the favor of the Lord before getting married, the father asked them, you get married and you produce the children. So that is the custom in the Vedic culture. Even the future verses, we see that when Daksha asks the sons, Haryaswas and Sevalaswas, to get married, the thing they do is first they go and do the austerities, they gain the favor of the Lord, then they get married, and then they produce the children. So that is the Vedic custom. The Prachetas, when the father, of course, this is the different age where the duration of life is very, very long. That's why they went to do the tapasya for so many thousands of years. When they went in this way to do the austerities, they met their guru. Who is their guru? Anita Ramiya Mataji.
Is it Narada?
Narada also one of their guru. Your answer is correct only. Sureshwar Shyam Prabhu.
Yeah, Lord Shiva.
Yeah, they met Lord Shiva. Of course, they met Lord Narada also at a later point of their life. Now, at this point, when the father asked them to go to the forest, to get married, they went to the forest to do austerities. At that time, they met Lord Shiva. And Lord Shiva, by seeing them, he felt very happy by meeting the devotees. Oh, here are the devotees who came to preach, please Lord Vishnu. They have made the right decision in their life. And by seeing them, Lord Shiva was very much pleased, and he gave them instructions. He told them, you sing this prayer every day. So they practiced also. What are the prayer known as? Suresh, 1 minute. You already answered.
Rudra Gita, right, Prabhu? Rudra Gita.
Yeah, yeah. Rudra Gita. These are the prayers that Lord Shiva gives to the Prachetas. Rudra Gita, which is very, very important, which glorifies the Supreme Lord, the various qualities of the Supreme Lord. It glorifies the beauty of Lord's form. Sarva Saundarya Sangramam, like that. It glorifies Rudra Gita. How the, if we bring all the beauty in this world and bring it together, that is the beauty of Lord Vishnu. That is how he glorifies and tells the Prachetas, you recite this prayer every day. So they practice that prayer, and they engaged severe austerities. They went below the ocean, and for 10,000 years, they stood on one leg, and then they recited this Rudra Gita continuously. Such severe austerity they performed. While they were doing the severe austerities in the ocean, his father, Prachina Barishat, he was doing the severe sacrifices here. So many sacrifices, one after the other. Thus, to the extent that his name became Prachina Barishat. So many, he covered the whole earth with Kushagras. Then Narada Muni took compassion upon him. He is coming in the dynasty of Dromaras. And why he is doing so many sacrifices, which is actually killing the so many animals. And he took compassion. He approached Prachina Barishat and he told, do you know your future? And he showed him by the mystic power, see the sky. So in the sky, all the animals that Prachina Barishat was killed, they were all waiting when this Prachina Barishat will die and when he will come to the sky, we will actually take revenge upon him. By seeing that actually Prachina Barishat was a little, he was shook to his core of the heart. What is my future? I thought that I am doing something great. But Narada Muni has shown the, and then Narada Muni here we can see Narada Muni explaining the king Prachin Barishad. Narada Muni narrates the story of Puranjana, as one of you have mentioned nicely. He gives the whole story of Puranjana, how the, because if he directly tells the, this is what your future, of course he had shown him, but to avoid directly informing him your future, so he tells the story of Puranjana, and the hero Puranjana is nothing but Prachina Barishat himself. So he explains how the, of course, Prachina Barishat and all the living entities, how they came into the body, which is made up of the, like a city made up of 9 gates, and how he is suffering, how the Puranjana takes next birth as the Vaidarbhi, and she marries Malayadvaja. When Malayadvaja leaves the body, she starts crying at that time. Her friend, old friend Avijnata comes, and her Avijnata is nothing but the super soul. So the whole, how the entanglement in the material world and the release from material world are all described in this particular Puranjana story. In that story, after telling this story, Narada Muni tells the purpose of Vedas is to understand the Supreme Lord. So stop these sacrifices and practice devotional service to the Lord. By hearing this, Prachin Barishat was actually, he was thinking, okay, I will definitely renounce these sacrifices and renounce this kingdom. But my sons, Prachetas, they went to the forest. They are doing severe austerities. As soon as they come, they take up the charge of the kingdom. I will take to renunciation. So by seeing this, Prachin Barishat is not yet fully ready. He tells another story of a deer. By hearing that, Prachin Barishat immediately decides, okay, even if there is no king to take care of the earth at this moment, first let me take care of myself. He leaves the kingdom, and Prachetas were there doing the austerities. At this point, there is no king. That is the what mentioned in the purport. Because there is no king, Kshatriyas are not there who are supposed to protect. The trees grow up everywhere. So there is no proper management. Because there is no management, the trees were there everywhere and no agriculture is happening. So Prachin Barishat, he left to Kapilam Ashram. And he did severe austerities. And by doing this bhakti, he attained the spiritual position. Then after that, the Prachetas did austerity for 10,000 years. Then Supreme Lord appeared before them. So they were there in the ocean and doing the severe austerities. At that time, the Lord appeared by hearing the Rudra Gita they were reciting continuously for 10,000 years. The Supreme Lord appeared before them. The beauty of the Lord is mentioned there, how he is wearing the yellow dhoti. Lord appeared within the ocean waters, and how he has 8 hands, and all the 8 hands are adorned with various ornaments. And by seeing the Prachetas who are there, Lord speaks to them. He speaks to them, please accept some of the boon. One of the things that Lord tells to Prachetas is, I am very much pleased with your cooperation. The way you are united, that is what actually pleased me. Sri Bhagavan Vacha Varam Runidvam Badram Vo Yuyam Me Nrupanandana Sauhardena Prutag Dharma Tushtoham Sauhrudenava. The Supreme Personality of Godhead said, my dear sons of the king, I am very much pleased by the friendly relationships amongst you. Param runidham badramo yuyam me nupanandana sauhardena. The friendly relationship between you. All of you are engaged in one occupation. Prutak means separate. Aprutak means no separate. Dharma means occupation. You all have only one occupation. There is no different occupations. That is the devotional service. I am so pleased with your mutual friendship, tushtoham, that I wish you all good fortune. Badramvo, Now you may ask a benediction of me, Varam Runidvam. Take some Vara, because I am very pleased with the Sauharda. All 10 of you, you never part with each other. You are always, don't have any different opinions. You all have same opinion. I am very much pleased with that. So very easy to please the Supreme Lord just by cooperation. In that purpose, Srila Prabhupada writes, those who are actually engaged in the service of the Supreme Personality of Godhead cannot be disunited in any circumstance. This makes the Supreme Personality of Godhead very happy and willing to award all kinds of benediction to his devotees, as indicated in this verse. This is also one of the last instructions Srila Prabhupada gave. You can please me with through cooperation. So you all my disciples, how you cooperate with each other, to that extent I am pleased. That is the Srila Prabhupada, one of the last instruction. We can see that the Lord is immediately prepared to award all benedictions to the son of King Prachin Parishad. Why? Because they are not disunited. They are all have same unity in the purpose. So, and after that, Lord himself tells, okay, now we may be also inspired. Okay, let me also cooperate. I also, goal of my life is also to please the Supreme Lord only. I don't have, that is the why we are chanting the holy name and we are practicing the sadhana bhakti. So, since our goal is also this, so to please the Lord, and Lord is here telling, okay, I am pleased by the cooperation. Then we may also want to cooperate with our God brothers and other devotees. But how to develop that? So practical application Krishna himself gives there. The Lord continued, those who remember you every evening of every day will become friendly with their brothers and with all other living entities. So the practical application, evening time, you may keep your mobile reminder also. So just, okay, let me remember the Prachetas every evening at 5 o'clock or 6 o'clock. Those who are in India, now they are remembering, because this is the evening time, we are remembering the Prachetas. We are following the Lord's application for today, Lord's instruction for today. But every day also we can remember. We can make some Google. There are various things Lord tells. Whoever remembers Gajendra pastime in the morning time, some benefit he gives. Anyone remember? Yeah, Preeti Vilasini Mataji.
Any bad dreams or something?
Yeah. One of the things is they don't get bad dreams. And many other things also given in. Similarly, Dhruva Maharaj pastime. Like that, we can divide the, we can see where all it is mentioned in the Bhagavatam at various time intervals. Okay, early morning I will remember Gajendra pastime. Okay, evening I will remember the Prachetas. So by doing that, what happens? Those who remember you every evening of every day will become friendly with their brothers or sisters, God brothers, God sisters, and also with all other living entities. Our relationships will increase by this, by doing this, because it is Lord's instruction. So we need to, we can practice this by keeping some reminder every day to remember the, just as those who are having the second initiation, they chant the Gayatri at 3 times of the day. So similarly, this can be also included like that. Maybe while doing the third Gayatri in the evening time, they can remember the Prachetas, and those who are not yet initiated, second initiated, they can also keep some Google mobile reminder like that and can remember the Prachetas. Thus, our relationship with our relatives, devotees, and all living entities will improve. Then Supreme Lord tells to the Prachetas, you will have a nice son who will be in no way inferior to Lord Brahma. So then Lord tells, there is one heavenly apsara, Pramlocha, sea united with Khandu Rishi. So that Khandu Rishi, he was doing the severe austerities. Indra became insecure and he sent Pramlocha to entice the Khandu Rishi. So by their union, one girl took birth. I think her name is Asikni. I need to confirm once again. And yeah, Preeti Vilasini Mataji.
Marisha.
Marisha, na? Yeah, I think Marisha. Somewhere else, Asikni word also comes. We will see this particular this. Just to check in the Veda base, this particular word, maybe she is wife of someone else, I didn't remember. Yeah, Prahlada Nanda Prabhuji.
Prabhuji, Asikni was married to Daksha Maharaj, who was the son of Pratyadasa.
Oh, okay, okay. Thank you. Thank you for correcting. Thank you to Preeti Vilasini Mataji and Prahladananda Prabhuji. Yeah. Her name is Marisha. She was left in the forest. Pramlocha went back to heavenly planets after she gave birth. And the trees were taking care of her. And when she cried, the moon god, who is actually filled with nectar, that is why in the Gita, Lord tells, I give juice to the vegetables. Anyone knows the sloka? Or at least that particular line of the sloka? Aham Vaishwanaro Bhutva, before that. Somo Bhutva Rasatmaka. By becoming the Soma, I am creating the rasa in the vegetables. So because moon god is filled with nectar, that nectar he actually deposits in the vegetables and fruits. Whatever when we taste, actually the taste is coming from the moon god. When this girl was crying out of hunger, moon god actually he kept his finger in her mouth. So by that she actually, because he is nourishing the forest also, he nourished this particular girl also, Marisha. And then after the Lord tells, you marry that Marisha and you will get a nice son who is actually very, very, no way inferior to the Lord Brahma. They accept, then they praise the Lord. So one of the, in the prayers, they say that actually when the bee, which is going from one plant to another plant, one tree to other plant, because it is collecting the honey. But the moment it reaches the Parijata tree, there is unlimited honey there. So it no need to go to some other place to collect the honey. So similarly, in search of happiness, the living entity goes for various things. Okay, I will do this. By this, I may get happiness. I will do this. I may get happiness. In that way, like the bee going from different plants to different trees, the living entity is trying so many things to get the happiness. But the moment he reaches the lotus feet of the Lord, he no need to go to anywhere else. Dautatma Purusop Krishna Padamulam Namunchati Mukta Sangha Pariklesha Swantastha Saranam Yuta. So just as the person who traveled for a long time, when he reaches home, he feels, okay, I am finally, okay, all the fatigue that he has received in that journey. So he feels very sheltered. Similarly, Dautatpa Purusha Krishna Adamola Namunchati. So similarly, those who accepted Krishna's lotus feet, they will never give up, like this bee, which doesn't give up the Parijata tree. They say that, and finally, okay, you are asking, you are pleased by our cooperation and you want to give something to us. we don't want anything. Actually, we attend your lotus feet. What else we do? We are like the bee who is fully satisfied. We don't want anything else. If at all you want to give, if at all not that, you please give us the association of those who are engaged in the Krishna Katha. This is the only thing that we desire. So similarly here, you have such a nice Sangha. Every day morning, I heard that you all do the this Krishna Katha every morning. This is what Prachetas are aspiring. After meeting the Lord, they want the association of the Lords who are discussing the Krishna Katha. So such facility is created by the organizers. They are actually giving, doing you very nice, the greatest boon, which is aspired by the Prachetas, Prudumaras, and many devotees in the Bhagavatam. They all aspire that we want the association of devotees who are engaged in the Krishna Katha. Also, you are also doing favor to the organizers because by giving them the service. Even the Pracheta says, even a moment's association with pure devotees cannot be compared to merging in Brahma Jyoti. So that is the how the valuable association of the pure devotees. We are all fortunate to get the association of Srila Prabhupada in the form of his books. So that is actually the most valuable thing that we all have received. When the topics of the Lord are discussed, members become non-envious. So the Prachetas say, and they forget their material entanglements also. At least the so many anxieties are there. At least for the time of the discussion is happening, they forget that anxieties and they develop non-envious nature. And they say that the whatever they told by moments association with pure devotee cannot be compared to merging in Brahma Jyoti, because Brahma Jyoti gives Brahmananda, so much ananda it is. Compared to that Brahmananda, the ananda that is derived in the material world is very, very tiny. So that is now cannot be compared, that Brahmananda cannot be compared to the association of a pure devotee. They are giving example of their own life. We got Lord Shiva's association just for some time, and he gave us Rudra Gita. By that small association, we have attained you. That is the greatness of your devotees' association. So, in that way, they glorify Lord. But the Prachin Varishat, as we had seen, by Narada Muni's instruction, he left the kingdom before the sons returned back. Then, because of that, the trees covered the whole surface of the earth. So they want to clear it for the crops, because the for the humans to survive, because they are the Prajapatis. They want to clear the trees and they want to make the agriculture land so that Vaishyas can do the agriculture and produce grains. Then they want to clear the whole thing. What they have done, they emitted the fire from their mouths. With the fire that is coming out of their mouths, the whole forests, they started actually getting burnt. By seeing this, Lord Brahma appeared to pacify them. So there are two here. The future verses are there, which actually tells, which I am not taking today. I am taking whatever we are discussing is from the fourth canto, because it is already covered. It is a revision. The future verses tell, actually it is the moon god who appeared. It can be both. It is not either or. It can be both, because at one place it is mentioned Brahmaji came, and at another place the moon god has come to prevent the Prachetas from burning the forest. The trees gave the daughter of Pramlocha to Prachetas. So the Marisha, whoever is the Kandu and Pramlocha's daughter, the trees, they were very afraid. These Prachetas, they are actually removing us from the surface of the earth. To pacify him, the daughter of Pramlocha, they were actually grooming. So they told, please accept this daughter. In that way, they pacified the Prachetas, and Brahmaji also pacified them. Please don't destroy the whole trees, whole dynasty of the trees. So you have cleared sufficient land. You can cultivate the agriculture there. So the Prachetas, 10 of them, actually they married the only one girl, Marisha. And when the Yudhishthira Maharaj, at that time when the he want to marry Draupadi, so that is the time because Kunti Maharani, she told all of you accept the fruit that you have gained. Actually, that is not fruit, Draupadi. So she felt that that is the age where they never speak lie, and even if they accidentally speak it, so it has to become truth. Otherwise, they feel that, oh, I had spoken lie. Somehow accidentally she spoke something, and now it is the duty of their sons to keep it, to make it the truth. So when, but they were hesitating, and even the Draupada was hesitating. It is never heard that five of them becoming, getting married to one particular lady. So at that time, Narada Muni comes and he gives the example of the Prachetas. The Prachetas actually married the Marisha, one girl. Some situations, and he tells the story of the Draupadi, how she had the boon previously. Because of that boon, she is supposed to marry all of you. So that is how, in that connection also, the Prachetas story comes there. So from their marriage, Daksha took birth. This Daksha created the living entities in the Chakshusa Manvantara. Actually, Daksha, first he appeared from Brahmaji, Lord Brahma, in the Swayambhu Manvantara. That is where he was doing the great sacrifices. At that time, one of the sacrifices, he offended Lord Shiva. Because he offended Lord Shiva, well, later on, Sati actually, she left body because of regretting to take birth from the people keep calling her as Dakshayani. She is ashamed to have relationship with bodily. This body appeared from Daksha, who is an offender to Lord Shiva. To avoid that, she gave up the body. Then Lord Shiva became very angry and he created Veerabhadra from his hair. That Veerabhadra actually decapitated Daksha. Then Lord Shiva was pleased by the prayers of all the devatas, and he allowed Daksha to have the goat head. He was there with the goat head for some time. Then he gave up the body. Then he took this birth as the son of Prachetas. So because of the offense to Lord Shiva, previously was having a Brahmana body, now he got the Kshatriya body. And he actually want to do the again creation the way he was doing previously as the Prajapati. But for doing that, he want to do the austerities. Long austerities he has performed. So the Chakshusa Manvantara means the sixth Manvantara. Okay. Now we are in which Manvantara?
Swayambhu.
Yeah, please raise your hand.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Okay. Yeah, we are not in Swayambhu Manvantara. Okay. Yeah, anyway, that is not exactly the... We might have been there in Swayambhu Manvantara also. In
Kaushya Mataji, she was really, she doesn't know how to raise hand. She's raising hand physically. Mataji, can you unmute yourself?
It's a Vaivaswat Manvantar.
Yeah, very good. Vaivaswat Manvantara we are in. This is, what is the number? we have told Chakshusha Manvantara is the sixth. Vaivaswata Manvantara is, yeah, Priti Vilasri Mataji.
Seven.
Yeah, we are in the seventh. Nikunja Lila Mataji, what is the Swayambhu Manvantara is which number?
I guess Prabhuji 14th.
14th not yet come, right? Now we are discussing that.
Yeah, okay.
Of things that are already happened. Anita Ramya Mataji.
Prabhuji, Swayambhu Manu is first Manvantara.
Yeah. Swayambhu Manu is the first Manvantara. He took birth from Brahmaji himself. Swayambhu Manu and Shatarupa. So they created the various living entities. From Brahmaji, Daksha appeared in the first Manvantara. That is how they have ruled. Pracheta's rule also happened in the Swayambhu Manvantara. As one of you nicely mentioned, the Prachena Barishi appeared in the Prudhumaraj dynasty. So Uttanapada, Swayambhu Manu's son is Uttanapada. In that dynasty, Uttanapada's son is Dhruva. In that dynasty came Veda, then Prudhu, Prachena Barishat, then Prachetas. So by the time Prachetas came, half of the Manvantara of Swayambhu Manvantara is done. Now the Prachetas' son is Daksha in the second birth. The first, because the in the when he was ruling, when Daksha Yajna is happening, at that time Prachena Barishat was ruling. If you read the Daksha Yajna, when the Veerabhadra was coming, so much dust raised. So then the wives of Daksha, they started thinking, from where this dust is coming? Now the king Prachena Barishat is ruling. He is so potent king, the thieves will not be there. So generally, because of the thieves, they steal the money, and when they are running away on their horses, the dust rages. But Prachena Barishat king is there, so no thieves. From where this dust is coming, like that they start thinking. So Daksha Yajna happened when Prachena Barishat was ruling. And he gave up the body, Daksha gave up that body, the goat head body. And then he took birth again as the Prachetas son. That is the half of the Manvantara is done. And Daksha, he did not rule. He went to the forest to do the austerities. That is why Priyavrat was called back, because there is no one to rule. So Priyavrat was called back to rule. Priyavrat, who is already in the ashrama of Narada Muni, he renounced the world. But because Brahmaji told and his own father told, Swayambhu Manu told, Priyavrat comes back and he starts ruling. And Priyavrata's sons, the dynasty, they rule to the remaining half of the Swayambhu Manvantara. Then second, third, fourth, and fifth, and the sixth Manvantara, Daksha actually created the living entities. Means almost four and a half Manvantaras, he did the austerities. Then after doing this, Prachetas, they left to Jajali. There is one Rishi. They went to Jajali Rishi's ashram. And they gave up the kingdom. And Daksha also left the kingdom, because he went to austerities. At that time, Priyavrata comes and rules. At Jajali ashram, they meet Narada Muni. And Narada Muni, they start asking, why entangled in the household life, we forgot what are the instructions given by Lord Shiva and Lord himself, the Rudra Gita, and the instruction given by the Lord in the, when we met them in the ocean. We forgot all of them. Then Narada Muni, actually he gives them again instructions. Without devotional service, there is nothing. Whatever the other practices you are doing, if you are not able to please the Supreme Lord, what is the use? That is where the famous tree analogy we use. By just by watering the root, all the branches, leaves, everything is nourished. So Narada Muni tells the same thing there. By serving the Supreme Lord, everything else gets nourished. So please do the, and Lord is pleased with the devotees. And many other people who are proud of their vidya, education, beauty, wealth and so many aristocratic birth, they keep they are laughing at the devotees or joking at the devotees. But the Lord doesn't accept the worship of such people. He is actually pleased with the devotees. So do the devotional service. That is how the Narada Muni encourages them. By that, the Prachetas, they achieved, they practiced Narada Muni's instructions and they achieved the ultimate destination. So this is the some background for the this today's verse, because the Parikshit Maharaj, he is telling, how you have told me about the Visarga in the third canto. Can you please tell me more details? So because the Chikshu Samanvantara, the Visarga is created by the Daksha. To explain that, first the birth of Daksha is again mentioned here. So Daksha has taken birth from the Prachetas. How the Prachetas came out from the ocean when the father, in the father's absence, then they burnt all the trees. So that is the connection here. Now he will explain the how the Daksha, as Prahladananda Prabhuji mentioned, he marries the Asikni and he gives birth to the so many boys. Narada Muni delivers them. Then finally, if I give birth to the daughters, that is the safest thing to protect from the Narada Muni. He gives birth to 60 daughters and those daughters marries the various people, and they give birth to the various living entities in the world. Because at the beginning of sixth Manvantara, there is a partial annihilation, because Brahmaji, he took a little nap. Because of that small nap, the partial annihilation happens. Again, everything has to be created in the beginning of sixth Manvantara. So that is done through the daughters of Daksha. So in that way, Daksha is the one who created the all living entities again in the sixth Manvantara through his 60 daughters. To explain that, Daksha's birth is described in the beginning here. Okay. You want to add anything to the discussion that we had today? Or if there is something which is not clear, we'll discuss that. Yeah, Prahladananda Prabhuji.
Prabhuji, I wanted you to please explain that, you know, slope, that tree analogy. Yatha taror mool misi chenega. That could you little, please?
Yes.
Hare Krishna, dear devotees, if you have any questions, please go ahead.
Okay. Yes, we can say this.
Yeah, I didn't know we have concluded the class, Prabhu. Are we open for question answers, Prabhu?
Yes. First okay, question is by Prahladananda Prabhuji.
After answering, go ahead, Prabhuji.
This is the question that I was, this is the one of the instruction that Narada Muni gives to the Prachetas. Yada taror mola nisej nena trukyanti tatskanda bhujopashaka pranopaharacha yatendriyanam tadaiva sarvarhanam achyutejya. As pouring water on the root of a tree energizes the trunk, branches, twigs and everything else, and as supplying food to the stomach enlivens the senses and limbs of the body, simply worshipping the Supreme Personality of Godhead through devotional service automatically satisfies the demigods who are the part of the Supreme Personality. So this is the one of the analogy Prabhupada often repeats, the feeding the stomach and watering the root. So, of course, here it is compared to the demigod worship, just as the no need to do worship of so many, just by watering the Supreme Personality, by serving the Supreme Personality of Godhead, all others are served. We'll see one point from the purport. Krishna Bhakti Kaile Sarva Karma Kruta Hai. If one is engaged in the devotional service of the Lord, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, everything is automatically accomplished. So this is also supported by the other srokas. Yeah, anyone else? You can add something.
Devotees, if anybody else has any question or realization, please go ahead. Raise your hand and you can go ahead. Unmute yourself.
Yeah, Preeti Vilasini Mataji.
Prabhu, I have two questions. First of all, thank you for the very nice presentation. It was really nice to think through Srimad Bhagavatam and relish it in various aspects. So we're very grateful for your association. Two questions, Prabhu. The first question is about the Prachetas. So when the Prachetas performed austerities and it didn't appear that it was very dry austerities because they had the mercy of Lord Shiva and they also saw the Supreme Lord face to face. So in that case, why did the Prachetas out of anger emit fire from the mouth? Meaning, where did that much Rajoguna actually appear in their hearts? I understand that Prabhupada writes it was for the sake of, because they were Kshatriyas, they were trying to destroy the forest for the sake of agriculture. But why particularly anger, fire and all that when they did austerities in the right mood and they saw the Lord Jesus?
Okay. So Mataji's question is, Prachetas, they did austerities under the direction of Guru. As some of you have mentioned, their Guru is Lord Shiva. And in the right way, that is also devotional service. Rudra Gita is all actually the praise of Lord Vishnu. When they did so many years in the devotional service, how come they became very angry? So that is the question. Okay, we'll see 1 minute. We'll see what Srila Prabhupada mentioned in the fourth canto. I read it, but I am not able to recollect direct what is Prabhupada's. My dear King, at the time of devastation, Lord Shiva emits fire and air from his mouth out of anger to make the surface of earth completely treeless. The Prachetas also emitted fire and air from the mouths. In this verse, Vidura is addressed as Rajan, which means O King. In this regard, Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur comments that a Dhira never becomes angry because he is always situated in devotional service. Advanced devotees can control their senses. Therefore, a devotee can be addressed as Rajan. A king controls and rules in various ways among citizens. Similarly, one who can control his senses is the king of senses. He is Swami or Goswami. The Swamis and Goswamis are therefore sometimes addressed as Maharaj or King. Of course, this is glorifying Vidura for being the controlling his senses. We'll see whether anything mentioned about the anger of the Prachetas. Where exactly you mentioned that Prabhupada writes that their anger is
I think the purport
that in the sixth canto.
Sixth.
Okay. hear the word tapo deepita manyeva indicates that the person who have undergone severe austerity are endowed with great mystic power, as evinced by the prachetas who created fire and wind from their mouths. Although devotees undergo severe tapasya, however, they are vimanyeva sadhava, which means that they are never angry. They are always decorated with good qualities. A sadhu, a devotee, is never angry. Actually, the real feature of a devotee who undergo tapasya austerity is forgiveness. Although a Vaishnava has sufficient power in tapasya, he doesn't become angry when put into difficulty. If one undergoes tapasya but doesn't become a Vaishnava, however, one does not develop good qualities. For example, Hiranyakashipu and Ravana also performed great austerities, but they did so to demonstrate their demoniac tendencies. Vaishnavas must meet many opponents while preaching the glories of the Lord. But Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu recommended that they not become angry while preaching. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has given this formula, Truna Dapi Sunichena. One should chant the holy name of the Lord in a humble state of mind, thinking oneself lower than the straw in the street. One should be more tolerant than tree devoid of false prestige. Those engaged in preaching, okay. So it is only mentioned that how the devotee should not become angry, but why they became angry? Because of having undergone long austerities in the water, prachetas were very angry at the trees. Okay, I don't know exactly the reason, because nothing is mentioned clearly here, Prabhu, by the acharyas here.
Sure, Prabhu. Prabhu, one more question. This is regarding the rule that you were talking about. So from Chakshusha Manvantara the second Manvantara after the Svayambhu Manvantara till the Chakshusha Manvantara, the same descendants of Priyavrat Maharaj were ruling. Is that how we understand?
Till the Chakshusha Manvantara. Priyavrat Maharaj descendants, they ruled till the end of the half of the first Manvantara is ruled by the descendants of Uttanapada till Prachetas. Remaining of by Priyavrat Maharaj, Agnidra, then Rushabdev, Bharat Maharaj, Gaya, like that. They rule till the end of the remaining half Swayambhu Manvantara. Then comes the other Manus. Their names, Raivata Manu, Tamasa Manu, they rule. Descendants of Priyavrata rule only the second half of the Swayambhu Manvantara.
So when Chakshusha Manvantara came, again the Prachetas came. So they are also considered descendants of Chakshusha Manu. Is that how you see?
No. Prachetas actually, in the beginning of the Swayambhu Manvantara, in the middle of the Swayambhu Manvantara, they went to the Jajali Sashram. They actually attained, they met Narada Muni, they attained perfection. The Daksha, who was taken birth at that time, he went to the forest and he did austerities for 4.5 Manvantaras. So it is now discussing about the Daksha. The Prachetas that are mentioned now, they are actually mentioning about the Swayambhu Manvantara only. But it is the Daksha who has come back now after severing austerities for 4.5 Manvantaras. In the beginning of Chakshusha Manvantara, he came back and he started creation.
Okay, second recreation, first creations. Yeah. Okay, makes sense. Thank you so much.
Okay.
Thank you, Prabhu, for that answer. Devotees, if anybody else has any questions or realization, please go ahead and unmute yourself.
If anyone like to add also why they became angry, you can add to that question of Mataji. In case if you heard somewhere,
Does anybody have any questions or realization? Please go ahead. Prabhuji is ready to take your questions.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji. I don't have a question, but the class was very good and everybody liked the question and answer session because we were able to recollect from the, you know, few days, like, you know, few months ago, we had the Canto 4 and we had the Puranjana story and everything. So okay. It was really nice. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Mataji. Hare Krishna.
So if anybody doesn't have any question, we can end this call here today. And we thank Prabhuji for an enchanting class today, very interactive class, engaging everyone, involving everyone. It was wonderful, Prabhuji. And we are very grateful to you and we look forward to your association again in the future. So let us pay our obeisance to Prabhuji. Vansha Kalpata Rupa Siya Kripa Siya Rupa 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 Siya Srila Prabhupada
Ki
Jai. His grace Krishna Srikant Krishna Prabhuji Ki Jai.
Thank you
so much, Prabhuji.
Thank you
so much, Prabhuji.
Thank you so much, Prabhuji.